SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a program devoted to Heinz Holliger, another leading Swiss artist of the concert stage.
The essential thing is to express myself as composer, as an instrumentalist, to speak to the actual audience, and to express our time, the time I'm living in.
The voice of Heinz Holliger, Swiss oboist of world renown. Mr. Holliger, today a professor at the Music Academy of Freiburg in Breisgau in West Germany, a composer of growing importance and one of the most sought-after Swiss soloists, is a very versatile artist, a trained oboist and pianist with a broad musical horizon. We hear him first on the tenor instrument of the oboe family, in the Allegro from Gaetano Donizetti's Concertino for English Horn and Orchestra in G Major. Now we present Heinz Holliger in two very different works. First, at the piano, he accompanies Swiss soprano Ursula Buckel in one of his earliest compositions, Daybreak, from a group of musical settings of poems by Christian Morgenstern.
Mütterliche Ball.
the songs are my very first recording I ever did for the radio. It's a song cycle written in 56 and very romantic in expression, but I think still rather personal. The following piece, Lied für Flöte, is perhaps the other extreme of a very experimental piece and is an essay of adapting wrong techniques to an instrument. It's a flute piece, but the flute is just a resonance. And this is because it isn't a flute piece itself, it's a piece for an instrumentalist who plays on a flute. The flute is just a prolongation of the performer's body, and the performer has to adapt on that instrument his own techniques. For instance, I use my oboist's techniques on the flute. I am not playing really as a professional flutist, but as a professional oboist on the flute.
That was an excerpt from Heinz Holliger's composition, Lied for Flute. Heinz Holliger was born in Langenthal, German-speaking Switzerland, in 1939 and studied music in Paris, Bern and Basel.
I just want to say that most essential for my development had been the teachers I had in composition, Sándor Veres, a pupil of Bartók, and Pierre Boulez.
When he was 20, he won a first prize at the Geneva International Music Competition, and 2 years later, he repeated the success at Munich. At the age of only 21, he also won the Soloist's Prize awarded by the Swiss Musicians Association. These honors resulted in Heinz Holliger being offered solo engagements in numerous European and American cities. He made extensive tours and appeared at such international festivals as Salzburg, Prades, Edinburgh, Lucerne, and Munich. Composers were so impressed by the playing of Heinz Holliger that a number of works were written especially for the young Swiss oboist. One such work is Spiele für Oboe und Harfe, Games for Oboe and Harp, written by Swiss composer Hans Ulrich Lehmann in 1965 and dedicated to Heinz Holliger and his wife, Ursula, who is a distinguished harpist in her own right.
Thank you.
Heinz Holliger and his wife Ursula in the conclusion of Hans Ulrich Lehmann's Games for Oboe and Harp. Since Mr. Holliger is also world-renowned for his interpretations of classical works, what is his attitude towards the two forms of music?
I can't see any difference between modern or classical music, and I think both are language, a material of communication between composer or performer and audience. I don't think that this aspect of communication is destroyed in modern music. I think the most important point is that most of the audience who refuses modern music refuses to accept the message which modern music want to give them. They try to live in a safe world and won't be disturbed by very negative messages sometimes, or very destructive messages, but which are the aspect of our time, of our problems.
But let us listen now to Heinz Holliger again in two classical works. The Adagio from the Sonata No. 5 by Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka, and the Divertimento by Swiss composer Friedrich Theodor Fröhlich.
As to the Sonata of Zelenka, there are 6 trio sonatas of that very important Baroque composer contemporary to Bach. I think it's a sort of experimental Baroque music. It's one of the most complex musical writings known in all Baroque.
Thank you.
The last piece is strange because Fröhlich is the only genuine romantic composer in Switzerland. He died by suicide already with 31. This piece, Divertimento, is from Basel University Library, written before he studied music.
And with the first movement, the Pastoral Andante from the Divertimento for Oboe and Piano by Friedrich Theodor Fröhlich, played by Heinz Holliger and Jörg Wittenbach, another well-known Swiss composer-musician of the modern generation, we conclude this program devoted to one of the leading Swiss artists of the concert stage, oboist Heinz Holliger.
You've just heard another feature in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.